Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner as we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be set to WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. If you're hearing me, and if you're hearing me anywhere else, there's something wrong going on. But we're glad to have you here with us this morning, coming to you from the historic Clay County Courthouse. And we've got two rooms open with the door shut around them, some heat going, so it's reasonably warm in here. But I see some of these guys in here have got their hoods up, their hats on, and I didn't think it was that cold, but I guess they had been outside and fed the livestock and all that this morning and got kind of weathered in and ready for the day. I see a head shake. Maybe somebody has done that this morning. But it's great to have these. I've got a great-looking group of young folks with us. And like I said, Kristen Rich is here with us, who is the person basically, I guess, in charge of this bunch. And she'll be doing maybe a little intro here in a minute, and then we'll let those folks take over. But then we've got some news to talk about this morning a little bit. On the high school level, on our athletic teams that are playing there, our boys and girls basketball teams, kind of take a little look at that before we do anything else. This is kind of a neat thing for us again. In the overall state ratings in boys basketball, which is Associated Press, we're ranked number 2 in the state of Tennessee. And then on our coach's side, on Coach T, we're ranked number 1 in the mid-state. But we're followed by the number 2 team, Monterey, that we play Friday night. So it's a big basketball game coming up this Friday night, and our girls are ranked number 7 in the mid-state on Coach T. And I think just about any poll you want to look at has our boys' team ranked either 2nd or 3rd in the state. So this basketball game Friday night up in Monterey is a big game. And also, if you didn't know it, these folks don't have to go back to school this morning. We've got a little some sickness, I think, maybe more among the older students this year. Usually it's down at the elementary school where everybody's having sickness problems, but I think this time it's maybe more at the high school level. So they're going to be out of school a few days, try to let them cure up a little bit. And, well, since we're talking about curing things, we've got a little thing here that was announced last week, and that is that the hospital clinic is getting ready to open up, finally, after jumping through all the hoops and everything with the Medicare folks. And looked like their projected opening date, I believe, is in February the 3rd, but coming up this Saturday, beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning, they're having a little pancake breakfast up at the hospital there in the cafeteria. So if anyone wants to come out and get, I'm sure you can get a pancake and some sausage up there, and they won't charge you nothing for it. So if you're looking for a free breakfast Saturday morning, run up there and join those folks up there. I'm sure they'll be doing some tours of the hospital now that they've got it all set up and ready to go. And like I said, great news for the county here. So it looked like we're on track to once again have us a hospital here. And with that, I think we'll take a little short break. And like I said, remind everyone that we're on here through the efforts of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, the Three Star Committee, and all the great folks that advertise here on this. So if you hear someone's name during this hour, go spend your money with them, because we need to keep our money here at home. We don't need to take it all to Cookeville. So let us spend some of it here. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be back, and we'll let this group of young gentlemen and young ladies do some talking here in a minute, some of the things they've been involved in. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food, You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. I don't know how we're going to start, but maybe before we do that, we want to, remind everyone that to get your name on the birthday and anniversary list, and you need to call 243-5574, and you'll get the answering machine. And we've got a pretty good list this morning, and we just picked up one a minute ago. We'll announce here in a few minutes. So, Kristen, do you want to do a little intro thing, grab a microphone, and then we'll let these youngsters start?
Sure. We are here this morning to talk about our recent success at the Tennessee State Market Hog Show in Murfreesboro. We took 26 kids from Clay County with around 70 hogs to the state show in Murfreesboro a couple weeks ago. We had great success, and I have five 4-H'ers here to attest to that.
Okay, and one other thing last week, let the folks know, we had a special visitor down there last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we had the president of the university, Randy Boyd. He visited us down there at our office.
Did you impress him?
Well, we hope so.
Well, is that going to help us maybe when there's some grant money coming down?
I believe so. In a couple weeks, we'll know some things, so.
Very good. Okay, I guess we're going to start, which end we want to start on this morning? Down on this end? Okay. Does this kind of much have the elderly two young ladies, I guess, are they the kind of the spokespersons for the rest of these? And little brother will get to talk here in a minute, and then we'll work our way down. Okay, girls, go ahead.
All right. Yes. I've been involved with the...
Now, who are you now?
Oh, I'm Ella McLaren. Sorry. I've been involved with the Slime Project since I was in fourth grade. And I definitely had to work my way up to achieve these successes Christian was talking about. But I managed to come away with the Central Region Showmanship Champion, the Central Region Scalathon in second place, State Premier Exhibitor for Breeding Gilts fifth, and then State Scalathon I got third.
Sounded like a pretty good trip.
It was a pretty good trip. I definitely learned a lot.
Okay, now are you guys also competing as a team, or is it all... individual in this thing?
your scores and your success is individual, but we all celebrate like we're a family, and everyone's successes is celebrated as their own.
Okay. Okay. Now, I see we got next here.
Hey, I'm Grace Rich, and I'm a junior. I've also been involved with the Swine Project since I was in the fourth grade. So it's been a really fun career in with my pigs and all my friends. I love it. Let's see. At Central Region, I won second place on Skillathon. Actually, Ella and I tied for second place, which is not the first time that's happened. And then I was able to celebrate with everyone else and their successes at state. So.
Okay. Now, I know you girls have been doing this a long, long, long time, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Going just a step further, what do you plan on doing with all this now? You know, I know you're both getting a little bit closer to the end of high school careers. What's up next for you two guys?
Well, I don't have a plan set in stone yet. I'm probably going to get my business degree and then go to law school. It's kind of what I'm thinking.
So you're going to branch away from agriculture when you take the next step?
No, I'm going to get my ag business degree.
Okay, ag business degree.
Yes.
And then going to go to?
Law school. And then go be, like, focus on ag issues and, like, the law form.
Maybe looking to be a representative somewhere or another, or maybe a...
Maybe one day. And I'm not really for sure what my plans are going to be after high school. I know that growing up on our family farm, being the seventh generation to live and work on our family farm, I don't guess I can ever really leave the farm and leave agriculture behind, but I'm not for sure what I'm going to do once I graduate high school.
But I guess you are kind of looking at post-secondary of some kind, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I
would think so.
Yep.
Well, now, that's great news there, because I know that means that one of our top young ladies, young citizens, is going to be remaining in Clay County, doesn't
it? I plan on it.
All right. Well, you want to move the microphone down and get the next young man there?
I'm Eli Rich. I'm Grace's brother, and I'm a freshman at the high school.
And how would your week down at the...
I had a pretty good week. I got first in my class in showmanship and then third in my market hog class, so I'm pretty proud of what I accomplished.
So maybe you outclass sis a little bit, maybe, or?
I don't know. She might have got me this show, but I plan to get back next time.
Oh, okay. So is there a competition there between you two guys?
Oh, yeah. There's a little bit of a rivalry.
Well, now, does older sis help you out really and truly,
though? Yes.
Okay. All right. And she's saying you better say that.
Yeah.
So does that mean she's still kind of in control?
Yeah. I guess you could say that.
Okay. Now, I mean, the highlight of your week down there, I didn't ask them that. No, what was the highlight for you down there?
Well, I enjoyed watching everybody else show and enjoying when they did well. I mean, I like showing myself, but I enjoy watching the livestock show just as much.
Okay, now, while you're watching, do you pick up pointers?
Yes.
And did you see someone maybe that really stood out to you? That,
oh, yes.
You know, maybe even one in our group. You want to talk a little bit about when you see something like that coming in the ring.
There's lots of good showmen down there, and there's definitely some that stick out, and they're very good at what they do.
And what makes them stand out from the crowd?
They're pretty aggressive, and they're trying. They're trying to strive and win in that class, so they just stand out from everybody else that way.
Okay, and you know, I know from what I've seen on these things, you're working with an animal that everyone's always said is probably the dumbest animal that was on the farm, but I know you guys know better. And how much of this, any one of the three of y'all can answer this, how much of this is actually free-form activity out there where that animal kind of does what it wants to, doesn't it?
Well, with the hours you spend at the barn at your house and or wherever you may practice, if you put the hours in of just practicing, driving them, doing the laps, turning them, if you practice that at the house, there should not be a lot of
free activity, as you have built a connection with this animal, so they know what the goal is in this.
And you just kind of direct them.
Yeah. The way I always look at it, I always think of my pig and myself kind of as a team. I think of my pigs as my best friend, like a dog would be or something, because they remind me a lot of a dog. So they're always my best friends, and we always work together as a team. So a lot of times I think my pig can tell what I'm thinking because we've practiced and worked together, and it's kind of a performance once we get down there. And so we're just like out there on our little stage performing together. That's how I like to think of it.
But you mentioned the word dog there, and that sparked something in my mind. When I was probably, I probably wasn't much older than Ben, and I inherited the run of the litter of some pigs, and my pig actually grew up thinking he was a dog. So he ran with the pups and the dogs when he was growing up, and he couldn't bark, but he kind of thought he was a dog. Okay, Ben. Wait, before we go to Ben, let's take a little short break, and we'll come back just a minute. Let him gather all of his thoughts and get ready to tell us what he's got to tell us about the show. We'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Good job, girls, this morning. We're back. We've had all kinds of good chatter while you've been gone. And now, like I said, we're moving on down the line, and we've got Ben Likens down there, and we've got to get him up close to the microphone. Ben, you introduce yourself to the folks out in Radio Land.
My name is Ben Likens, first time showing.
Well, now, Ben, what grade are you in?
Fourth.
In the fourth grade. So you're kind of starting It's about fourth. Is that when it actually starts with the fourth graders? So you guys started at the bottom and worked your way up, and he's. Did you start at the bottom, or did you kind of maybe win a prize down there? Or?
Yeah, I won. I'm a premier exhibitor, showmanship, and skillathon.
Well, now, you know, we've got this thing called value added. Now, how are you going to add value to being number one right out of the bat? I mean, you know, right at first time up, you're batting 1,000. So now what kind of load is that going to put on you? Are you going to repeat next year?
Yeah.
So you remember everything you did this year and exactly what you did, and add some more stuff to it, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, now let me ask you all, do you guys name your animals?
Yes.
Or not? You don't just say, come here, pig?
Yeah. Yes. When I was a little one like they are down there, I had one named Randall Combs. He didn't do too good, but he was the best pig.
Well, was there some type of maybe reason why you named him that?
I just felt like it was a great name.
Well, you know, how did that work out when you hollered, hey, Randall, come here, and both the pig and someone else came up to me.
I didn't holler it too loud.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever have to take one of those probes and little guiding things to the other Randall?
I've never tried it myself. Now, personally, I don't think I'd be brave enough to try that. I believe I know better.
Ben, now, what about are you already thinking about next year?
Yeah.
Now, when does this actually begin? When do you get your animals and start training?
October.
In October. And then this happened last week. So
yeah.
You got a pretty good amount of time with them. And now, how big is it, the piglet when you get it?
75 pounds.
About 75 pounds. So it's still it's a pretty good sized animal. How much do you weigh?
80-something.
you kind of better be careful with him, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Could be a little dangerous. He's about as big as you are, isn't he? He might wind up trying to train you if you're not careful. Okay, let's move on down the line there. Now, you're going to have to bend the microphone over a little bit and get over good, nice and close to it. Introduce yourself to the folks.
I'm Lakin Rain.
And you participated. And I bet you're a fourth grader, too, aren't you?
Yes.
All righty. Now, tell us how you did.
Second place, grand reserve, and showmanship.
So, okay, now, you know, this is showmanship. I know you've got a pig out there in a ring, and what do you do? I mean, what does that pig do while you're out there? Does he walk around and strut his stuff, or?
Yeah.
and you kind of guide him on what to do?
Yeah.
And are you looking forward to the time when you get to be this big and you're maybe the state champion and you have done like some of your predecessors in the past and got all kinds of scholarships to go to places like UT or somewhere or another and continue your education? And come back here one of these days and settle on a farm and stay here in Clay County?
Maybe.
So at your age, that's probably a pretty good answer. I'd say you probably haven't set a career path yet with exactly what you're going to do, other than being a student for a few years. Okay, now other interests, guys. You know, I know, this takes quite a bit of time. I know, Grace Ann, you're involved in a lot of things outside of the pigs. You know, kind of fill us in on what's been going on with you. You know, you've been around us for about half your life now, haven't you?
Well, I sure have. I've been coming for a while, I guess. Well, there ain't a whole lot going on to me right now. I'm just trying to work on the farm, and I've started on my college classes now with my dual enrollment, so that's taking up a lot of my time, and here in a few weeks, I'm getting ready to actually go on another 4-H trip, and I'm going to Washington, D.C. for the National Healthy Living Summit.
So okay,
I'm going to represent Clay County as a Healthy Living Ambassador.
You're going to have time for tours and stuff, aren't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They always make sure we have time for that.
Oh.
But I believe we're on a bus for about 2 days, so that'll be fun trying to travel up there.
So you're riding the bus up?
We sure are.
I've taken a few of those trips myself up there. It's a nice way to travel.
It is. I enjoyed it. I actually was able to go last year, and so this year I'm going back with a couple other fellow 4-H members, and it is a lot of fun traveling up there on a bus with everybody because you get to make friends you normally wouldn't have.
About how many people are on that bus? About 30, 40 people?
Yeah, I'd say closer to 40, 50, something like that.
And all heading to D.C.
Every one of us.
Next down the line, catch us up on you in just a little bit.
I don't remember if I told this the last time I was here. I'm currently on a national shotgun team. And I'll be competing at Olympic Trials Part 2 in Tucson, Arizona at the end of February. And then I'm also going to Finland in July to compete at a Junior World Cup.
Okay, now along that line, you know, we see these cartoons all the time where the young man knocks on the door and daddy comes to the door with a shotgun and says, she'll be ready in a minute. Are you going to walk out with your own shotgun?
Mine's too nice to hurt it in any way.
All right. Okay.
So I'll already be ready, and hopefully they behave. But
I couldn't resist that.
A lot of people bring that up.
Well, I knew I wasn't the first.
Yeah, and then other than my shotgun stuff, in about March, I'll have FBLA State Convention, FFA State Convention, and then probably some more. In February, I'll also be working at the National Wild Turkey Show, National Wild Turkey Federation Trade Show.
That's down in Nashville.
Yes, that's down in Opryland. I'll be working some different booths for 4-H shooting sports and all kinds of stuff. So,
all right.
Very busy.
Slide on down a little bit.
Well, I'm trying to get started in the livestock judging competitions, and we'll have probably 4 or 5 of those this year. And so we'll be learning about what the judges are actually looking for at these market hog shows and beef shows and sheep shows and stuff like that. So we'll understand how they're picking the hogs a little bit better.
Do we have a chicken checking team yet over there in the FFA? The poultry team, we got that yet? Kristen's got something she wants to make.
With 4-H last year, we actually competed with broiler chickens. So the broiler industry in Clay County is really huge, and some of the kids here in Clay County got to experience how that actually works in the broiler industry from little chick to process and age. So that was really neat.
Very good. Now, Ben, are you involved in any other things other than maybe working out on the farm and driving the four-wheeler up and down across the fields? And Well, look like Ben says no, that he don't want to brag on himself. So what about down on the end there? These guys are just getting started. I guarantee you, by the time they're sitting up on this end of the table, we'll probably have to say hush. We got to do something else. But hey, guys, Kristen, what's coming up? For these guys,
what's coming up is the livestock judging and meats judging contest, and the 4-H speech contest is actually tonight. We're doing the sub-region contest tonight, so we have 2 kids in each grade from 4th to 8th, and then a couple of high schoolers going to compete in the sub-region contest. So many things are coming up. We're going to be doing the sheep project here in the summer. So if any youngsters are interested in showing sheep, then give us a holler down at the extension office.
Okay, and I've got a little bit of a shout-out to the folks down there that I guess homemaking science group, what's that called now? It used to be the home demonstration folks that came out and decorated the room for us here.
The FCE ladies, yeah, they did a fabulous job.
We had a hee-haw Christmas room here at the courthouse this year, which was a great job with that. And I really, really would like to thank the folks that did that. I know there was a whole list of that. I know Ms. Clemens, Ms. Dean, Mr. Bob and Marilyn. I know that, but those folks all came over and did a tremendous job.
I also want to mention we have somebody new in our office. His name is Daniel Roberts, and he is working with Ms. Haley Barnes with family and nutrition stuff. So he will be, you'll be seeing him around the community doing some outreach programs. So be looking for Daniel.
Okay, and you, with you, Kristen, I know you do the 4-H. What other things are you involved in?
I'm working with agriculture too, so we have a Master Beef class coming up in the spring. We also have a class coming up, which we'll put more out about it. It's going to be called Farm and Family Meeting, and we will eat a dinner all together, and then we'll break out into some sessions over a two-hour span. So there'll be fruit tree planting and pruning. There'll be some home stuff that Ms. Haley will teach, and there'll be beef and wildlife topics. So that'll be pretty neat, and you'll be seeing flyers out around Clay County soon about our farm and family meeting. That'll be in April.
Okay, and I know you mentioned the Master Beef. Did you have very many takers on the farm equipment purchase?
We did. Right now they'll be getting their returns to see if they're eligible to get their farm equipment, and more than likely everybody will be getting some type of equipment or other returns on farm purchases. So the Master Beef Program and the Beef Quality Assurance Program with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture is really, really, really good with that program. The program is amazing for our farmers here in Clay County.
All righty. I think with that, we'll take a little short break after I read the list of birthdays today. And we have quite a lengthy list here, beginning with, we have a call in from his Monroe County friends for Mr. Ronald Bailey celebrating his birthday during this time period. And also, last Friday, Benton Gully celebrated his ninth birthday, and that's from Mom, Dad, and Lola. And also, during this week time, we had Hilda Brown celebrating a birthday on the 20th. We had Linda Gooseby celebrated her 67th birthday. I'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And then Sherry Henson celebrated a birthday this past week, and from her family called that one in. And then looking on down through the list here, Ms. Cassie Strong on the 23rd, Mr. Dickie Roberts on the 23rd, and Sherry Short Fox on the 23rd celebrated the birthday. And then a young lady that I had in class a few years ago, from her friends in Clay County, Ms. Sandra Smith. So we'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And then after the show started, we had Mr. Ben Likens down having a birthday. So I know he's looking forward to cake and ice cream, irregardless of whether he wins one or not. I'm sure he'll be taken well care of. So that's our list today of birthdays and anniversaries. And we'll be drawing out a name here from our highly sophisticated non-computerized selection system, and we'll be giving away one of those certificates. Take it over to the Dairy Queen and get you a delicious ice cream cake. I haven't looked. Have we got our next guest in? So they're in wings waiting. So I guess, guys, we'll take a little short break, and I'll say bye-bye to you guys. Thanks a lot for coming in. And once again, anytime, it's always a pleasure having you with me.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom?
Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. We really appreciate Kristen coming in with our students. Her students are members of the 4-H, and all of the things they did with the swine show down in Murfreesboro, and let them kind of fill us in on some of those folks that, well, especially three of them, are old-timers coming in. They've been in here a number of times, and it's always great for them to come in. And also, it's great when you hear some of the things that they're involved in, not just, I know they've got their normal school day life, with, I know they're at the age now where they're taking college classes over there, and you know, we've got someone that's on a national shooting team, I know, and Miss Rich has been involved in things with the National Dairy Association here in Tennessee. She's been a statewide representative, things like that for those folks. And going on a trip to Washington, D.C., there are just all kinds of opportunities for our young folks here. And it's great that we've got some young leaders coming back to guide them into these things. And with that, I have with me now Ms. Lois Turner, and she's here. I know they just recently returned from Murfreesboro also at the Fire Association meeting down there that they have every year. And they took with them our first of the fair here, Ms. Lydia Burchett, and I know she had a great week down there. And I think first maybe let Lois talk to us a little bit about the business side of what went on down there. I know there's some meetings. There were, I don't know, what some award shows, some of the things like that. Lois, would you like to do that now, if you would, please? Okay.
Thank you, Thomas, for having us. Yes, we just got back from our Tennessee Association of Fairs Convention, which was held last Thursday through Saturday, where Miss Lily Burchett, who is our Miss Fairest of the Fair, competed in the state Miss Fairest of the Fair. The main thing that we go for is our pageant, but also the items that we have on display for our fair here, the exhibits that we have. This year, we took several items, and we won some things. We do a Pick Tennessee product display that was done by the 4-H, and I think Ms. Carla Rich headed that up, and we won first place in the state. Of all the 54 fairs that's in the state of Tennessee, we won first place.
And this is among everybody.
Yes.
I know there are awards for different sizes, but this was open competition.
Yes. We are considered a single A division It's based on your community, the size of your community. And also, we won second place on our quilt, and that was Miss Billy Buford's quilt. We won second place on that. And then we won third place with Miss Shirley Meadows, who passed away recently, on her quilt. And it was an honor to get to take that. Also, we had on Friday night was our Miss Ferris of the Fair competition, which Lily did participate in. And mainly we have breakout sessions. The different kind of events, or they try to teach each fair different things that you can do for your fair, like getting more people to become, be in the pageant.
Participate.
That's right. Couldn't think of the words. To participate in the Miss Ferris of the Fair. I know these kids have a lot of other things going on, but I think something like this builds character somewhat. You know, it's hard to get up in front of people and talk. You know, they don't have to say a lot, but it would make me nervous to get up in front of 300 or 400 people and have to speak. Yeah.
Well, you know, quite a few years ago, I worked a number of summers with a group called Modern Miss, and we traveled all over the country with teenagers that were competing for scholarships. But it involved, you know, some talent things, speeches, things like that. And it was amazing that some of the young folks, the poise that they had, the stage presence. And I know that's something that takes a lot of time and it takes experience to do. And I know we'll talk to Lily a little bit later on that about, you know, how it felt to her being there. But, you know, some of the things maybe that, some of the ideas maybe you picked up down there, Lois, from some of those breakout sessions, any of those that really stuck in your mind that, you know, maybe we can apply here?
Well, of course, with me being on the pageant committee, my biggest thing was they had a breakout session on what you can do, again, to get girls to enter the pageant, what you can get your community to participate in. We were lucky enough to have several people to donate some items. We had Dutch Craft, who donated some mattress covers. The county mayor's office, Lisa and Donna and Dale Reagan, they supplied a beautiful basket with homemade jellies and jams. We also had Rumor Salon down here. They had a goodie bag for us that we took. And Willis Treehouse Treasures also donated a throw that was beautiful. These items are auctioned off at a silent auction or a live auction. The money for that goes into the TAF fund. Also, the Chamber of Commerce was good enough to give us some money to have a half a page ad for Miss Lily in our pageant book. And it's beautiful how they done it. And we want to thank all these people for their donations.
Absolutely. And I know you said that the first prize that we won, exactly what did that involve?
Well, that was on a quilt. No, I'm sorry. That was our display of
right.
Our Pick Tennessee products. Of course, we try to promote, you know, buy Tennessee products. We have a lot of products that are made here in Tennessee that is in every grocery store in the United States. And Carla and the 4-H, they made a beautiful display this year. And we took a picture of it and took it down there, and our display was so big it was hard to take.
Right.
Now, some people do around the state, but their displays are a little smaller. We just don't have the transportation to take something that was as large as that. And it was really nice. We was really proud of those kids and Carla, and we won first place on that. And it was a nice display.
Okay, and did we have any products from here in Clay County on that? I was wondering if we had something from Dutch Craft. I saw something else.
Yeah. Well, actually, the items that were donated were used for the auctions. They were not necessarily in our Pick Tennessee products, which that would have been a good one. I'm not real sure if they did not do that. I don't have the picture in front of me to tell you for sure. It's possible that they did. A lot of it is the edible products.
Right. Okay, with that, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes. And we might let Lily talk about her experience down there. And maybe listening to her, it'll encourage more young ladies next year to get involved. We'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back, everyone. Lois, I know, we kind of just jumped into things. I know there is a fair board over there. You might want to give a shout-out to the folks that donate their time to making sure that we have a great agricultural fair every year.
Yes, Dorothy Forney is the director of the pageant. We also have Dean Walden, Carl Rich, Dorothy Webb, Don Sherrills, Sheila Long, Ira Forney, Kristen Rich, myself, Lori West, Madeline West, Jacqueline West, and I hope I've not forgot anybody.
You know, folks don't realize that it takes a lot of people to put on, like she said, the first of the fair pageant and the Clay County Fair itself. I mean, it's not something that just happens. It takes a lot of planning. And I know we've talked just for a second there about that one of the things that down there that the folks down there provide that was a showcase of folks looking to impress our people and maybe hire them to come and be a performer at our fair. And I believe you said that you met the group Four on the Floor down there last year, and of course they came up and performed for us this year.
Yes, I sure did, and we really enjoyed them. We did meet them down there at one of the showcases, and they perform every year for after the auction, there's a little dance party and things of that nature, and they've played, I don't know how many years they've played there, but it's been quite some time that they've played, and we were lucky enough that they didn't have anything booked last year at the time of our fair, and they came on Tuesday of our fair last year, and it was good, fun entertainment. It was kind of oldies but goodies, you know, the kind of music that we like.
You all.
And
also, you know, I know a lot of folks have often wondered, you know, our county fair kind of died out for a little while, and something that a lot of folks didn't realize that when it did die, we lost our position in the place where you can book talent and have various things going on. And a lot of people, you know, often wondered why that we, you know, have our fair so early. Of course, one of the reasons is to kind of get a jump start, but it was the only time that we could find for the carnival here and things like that, because they were already booked, you know, years ahead of time. Because, you know, they're one of the few traveling carnival groups left, and I know it was one of the open times, and it had to be an early time. So, you know, there it wasn't just something somebody said, hey, let's have one out here real quick, but it was a matter of trying to book things and make sure that we had a quality fair with a quality carnival. And like you said, people like the four on the floor like that are booked other places.
Yes, we're very lucky that we've had the James Gang that does our carnival. Pope Concessions does our concessions. And we're very lucky that we get them because Cookeville uses them. Some other big counties use them. And it does dictate the time of our fair because they do have, like you say, they're already booked.
Okay, now with that, we're going to let you introduce our other guests here.
Well, I'm proud to introduce Miss Lily Burchett. She is our 2019 Miss Fairest of the Fair.
Lily, tell us a little bit about yourself. Move the microphone over good and close so everybody out there in radio land can hear you.
I'm 17 years old, and I'm a junior at Clay County High School.
Okay. Now, is that all, just a junior in high school? Do you participate in some other things at the high school?
Yes, I play softball.
Play softball. Mm-hmm. Is that a family tradition, maybe?
Yeah, my baby played.
I believe maybe you guys picked up a new coach over there, haven't you? Assistant coach?
Yeah, we have a new coach and a new assistant coach.
So that's a new beginning for you this year in that sport.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what about, you're a junior, so are you in the college classes already also?
Yes, sir.
How many of those are you taking?
I'm taking two. I'm taking dual history and English.
That's two that, you know, that's great you can get those finished before you get in with everybody else, isn't it?
Yeah. I completed two last semester, and I'm going to finish my second two this semester.
I know a lot of the students over there sometimes, by the time they get through high school, they've got 20, 30 credits in you know, nearly through their first year of college. And a lot of those are required subjects that everyone has to take, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, now, let's talk about your trip down to Murfreesboro. Tell us about it.
I really enjoyed getting to go to Murfreesboro. It was a great experience. I think every girl should get to experience going down there. It was really fun.
Okay, the things that impressed you.
I just really like getting to be with all the other the girls from all the other counties and getting to meet them and socialize with them.
Okay, and some of the things that you had to, some of the hoops you had to jump through, I guess would be a good thing to say. Once you got down there, I've seen a list of the things where you were doing this. You had a makeup party of some kind or other. Tell us a little bit about some of those things.
We had a dance the night before. We had interviews, and then we all got together and danced, and we did a dress party where we had to create a dress with toilet paper in 15 minutes. And then we had to wake up really early the next morning and go to interview.
Did anybody wipe out on that?
No.
Excuse me. Go ahead, Lily.
We had to wake up really early the next morning and go to interviews, and I was really nervous for that, but they weren't bad at all. I enjoyed them.
Okay, now tell us about that interview process. You know, did you know beforehand the questions they were going to ask, or was it just ad lib, going to ask you a question, and you had to?
Yeah, we didn't know anything about what they were going to ask us. We just went in with three other girls, and there were three judges, and you each went to one, and they would ask you just stuff about yourself and what you've done in the community and what you do for fun and just things about yourself. You just told them who you were.
Okay, now, during this interview, the only folks there were the judges?
Yes.
So it wasn't out in a big open crowd?
No.
Okay, and let me ask you about that. Have you had experience in speaking to crowds?
Not really. I've been at FBLA, so I talk a little bit with that, but not as much as I had to talk with this.
Okay, and I guess probably the high school doesn't have a speech class per se, do they?
Not that I know of.
You know, that's one of the things I think that your age and earlier really needs exposure to, and that is standing up in front of a group of people. Because, you know, the more you speak, the more confidence you gain in the sound of your own voice and your ability to get your ideas across. The questions that they ask you, remember what they were?
Not really. I remember them asking me, like, if I had a big family and, like, what we did for fun here in Clay County and where it was.
Did you tell me watch the grass grow?
Yeah.
And some of those things?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the actual competition itself, I think that was one night you had to do that. And what did that involve?
Well, it was a long process of getting to learn it all. And we went up and had to introduce ourselves one by one, and then we did our walks, and then we came back and stood in a row with with six other girls, and then they did the awards after that.
Okay, but there wasn't a lot of ceremony there. Now, that was in front of a crowd, wasn't it?
Yeah, a big crowd.
I think it'd been neat if they'd asked you some questions there and let you speak after
yeah.
that entire
If you made it to the top 10, they did ask a question.
Okay. Well, how far did you make it, Lily?
I don't know. They don't tell you unless you make top 10.
They don't rank you anything below
mm-hmm.
that. Okay, and I think, you know, what did you think of the competition there? What type of young ladies did you meet while you were there?
I really liked it. All the other girls, they were really nice and helpful and just really good people. I really enjoyed it.
But let me ask you this. Did you get the feeling that maybe some of them were very experienced in what they were doing?
Yes. A lot of them, that's all they do is pageants. Every weekend they go different places and do pageants a lot.
And what about you? Has the bug bitten you on that maybe where you want to try some other things? Or?
I don't know. I really enjoyed it, but if I had a chance to do it again, I definitely would.
And so you would like to invite all of your friends.
Yes.
Next year
mm-hmm.
to come down and take your place
yeah.
and spend it. Okay, now, what about the activities coming up this year? Lois, are there some activities that Lily's going to be participating in, like some of the parades? And I know we've got a sesquicentennial thing coming up. And so there'll probably be some opportunities. Of course, the sesquicentennial actual celebration will be after this year's county fair, I think. So. I guess you would be Miss Clay County Pro Tem
yes.
at that time.
Lily has, each of our fairs to the fair have helped participate in many activities. And she's helped with our judging, with our rodeo horse show. She's given out ribbons. She's participated in all the events here in town, and all the girls do that, but I just like to say, Lily, we thank you so much as being a fair member and a pageant member, committee member. I want to thank you for everything that you've done, and we've been to have you as our Miss Fairs of the Fair.
And I want to say that I shared the picture that of her and her formal outfit down there and had the most replies to basically anything that I have ever posted on the internet. I'm well over 100 people saw it, and all were highly, highly thoughtful of the remarks they made, how beautiful you were, and how great it was to have you representing us here in Clay County.
Thank you.
And as we said, that just comes from everyone here in the county, and we appreciate you. And she just drew out a number there, and the winner of today's birthday cake is Sherry Henson. And want to remind everyone that, you know, if you win one of these, go over by the chamber, pick up your certificate, and take it over to the Dairy Queen, get you one of those beautiful cakes. Lois, Lily, it's been great having you guys here with us this morning. And with that, I guess we better sign off. We'll shut the doors. We've got all the livestock put back up. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. Hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And until then, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.